You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Someone on the text line writes in and says, rent e-bikes. Could you imagine the three of us biking to Lecom Park? Harry with all the equipment on his back. I ain't riding no bike.
No?
No.
Why not?
That just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
If it meant I could do my 5 a.m. show, I would do it.
Radio host drives into an alligator. Bikes into an alligator on way to ballpark.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's Florida. Weird stuff happens. Are I ain't trying just, to get on a bike.
Are they just crawling around?
Alligators?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
No.
Hell yeah, they're crawling around. What do you think they're doing?
If you bike yourself into a pond, maybe. Right. But like, is there just going to be an alligator roaming around at 4 a.m.?
I mean, it could. There could be, yeah.
There's a non-zero chance, but it's
higher probability of that being the case than like an alligator in Pittsburgh.
Well, sure. Except I heard that the Pitt football team used to have an alligator, and they released it into the wild.
Yeah, me?
Yeah, it was you.
LaRod and Gus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really irresponsible of you, Doran.
That was a long time ago.
I just hope you know.
I was in college. I was 19 years old. I was Connor Griffin's age.
That poor thing.
That's what I was doing. Connor Griffin's age.
Connor Griffin trying to crack his way into the big leagues. You were raising an alligator.
Two?
Two?
Yeah, we had two baby ones.
What did you feed them?
Don't remember.
Oh, my.
Mice.
God. All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about our planned hijinks down in Bradenton. But the Steelers made a move last night. And the word that keeps popping into my mind for one Omar Khan is shrewd. Omar Khan makes another shrewd move, signing Jaquan Brisker to a one-year, $5.5 million deal. I saw a bunch of people tweeting out, man, that's a good piece of business. Great cost for a player of that caliber. And it is. But I say this all the time, you can always find a safety for cheap. And you can find good safeties for cheap. And in the case of Jaquan Brisker, they found a very good safety for cheap. And I think that rounds out their secondary, Doran.
I agree. Oh, yeah.
Well, you got Deshaun Elliott at strong, Brisker at free. And Brisker can play both.
He can play both. Darnell Savage is a depth piece that they just signed, former first-round pick, played for the Jaguars. Last year, I think he played for what the Commanders, got drafted by the Commanders, so that's a great depth piece. And then you have Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
But I assume that he is going, see, like, this is, you know, how the dominoes fall. Like, yeah. I assume that he's going to the back to the slot.
I would think so. I think they mix and match, yeah. Right? Ramsey could play some free. Maybe Brisker comes in and plays a box linebacker role.
You know what I've heard lately, and it's not really directed to the Steelers, but it can be directed to the Steelers, that And I didn't pay attention to this, and I went back and I looked, that the Seahawks and a couple other teams, they went with three safeties a lot. Like, their percentages of their defenses had three safeties, like actual safeties. Maybe Patrick Graham is, like, thinking, like, that's going to be, like, maybe our number one defense is having three safeties instead of two at most times. And I'm not talking nickel. I'm not talking, like, you know, dime safety or whatever. I'm talking about, like, actual, like, safeties.
Yeah, well, they did it last year in Las Vegas with Jamal Adams.
Right, right.
So maybe Patrick Graham's got that in mind. I hadn't thought that far about it, but you definitely could be right. They have the option to be multiple. You've got now two very good starting corners in Jamel Dean and Joey Porter Jr.
And a backup.
And you've got a backup who was a really good player before he got hurt, and I thought acquitted himself well last year in Asante Samuel Jr. Secondary looks good. Actually, on paper, the defense looks really damn good.
Yeah.
And I know that we said that last year. Mike Tomlin said it could be a historical defense. Well, Juan Thornhill ain't the player, my God, that Jaquan Brisker is. And I think Jamel Dean at this point in his career is a clearly superior player to Darius Slay at that point in his career. I mean, Slay was pushing 35 years old. Jamel Dean isn't even 30 yet. I think the Steelers' defense could be one of the best units in the entire AFC, offense or defense, if they get quality coordinating. I thought the talent level indicated they should have been much better last year, and Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin clearly just did not do a very good job. They didn't do a very good job in their evaluation of what Slay could do, of what Ramsey could do, of what Thornhill could do. These guys are all more sure things. Brisker was good last year with Chicago. In fact, there's only been one season of his career where he hasn't flirted with 100 tackles, mm-hmm. and that was 2 years ago. He got hurt. He played five games. Mm-hmm. The other 3 years, I think the fewest tackles he had was 94. So they got themselves a player.
Yes.
And if they get even a modicum of better coordinating, I think this is a top 10 defense in the NFL.
I agree. I think that there's one piece that's maybe missing, and it is a retread, but it'd be a good retread for what they, you know, can put together at the off-ball linebacker spot. I think Atlanta Roberts from last year, he's a thumper. You could have your two thumpers. You re-sign Cole Holcomb. He's more of a thumper downhill guy. You could have the two thumpers and then the two speed guys. I think that that would round out the defense in a significant way in events to really kind of facilitate things. I think Atlanta Roberts, maybe on another 1 year deal, his deal was 1 year last year with the Raiders. I think you go after, you just bring him back, have him be that downhill guy, be that kind of like leader of the defense to kind of help everybody learn what Patrick Graham wants to do.
I'm with you. I think it always helps to have a guy that's familiar with the scheme, and they weren't good enough consistently enough stopping the run last year. And Atlanta Roberts can absolutely help you with that. I do wonder what this all means for Patrick Queen, if he's still going to be around or not. If they ship him off, then there might be even more credence to what you're saying about Brisker, you know, being that third yeah. safety. I mean, we saw Buffalo last year. They played nickel and dime like 95% of the time or some obnoxious number. They got run on, but they said, we'd rather get run on. They get thrown all over.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen it. Texter writes in, Crowley, did you say they could be top 10 on offense and defense? Are you high? That's ridiculous. No, that's not what I meant. What I meant was, and pardon me if I was not clear on this, I think if I take all the units in the AFC and I compare them each on paper, offense and defenses, I think the Steelers' defense is one of the best overall units in the AFC on paper.
Mm-hmm.
On paper. Now, you're not going to get there if TJ Watt plays the way he did last year. And if he does, then I would play Herbig more and Highsmith more. And not to say that you wouldn't play TJ a lot. He's making $40 million, but maybe if he's playing 75% of the snaps, that could help everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I am interested in how he's going to look with this new scheme. And I actually think the thing they wanted to do last year, which was play a lot of man coverage and get after the quarterback, is going to be possible yep. now. And that's what Patrick Graham loves to do. Yep. He's multiple. He'll do whatever his personnel says he can do. But I think his bones are third down, I'm blitzing, we're playing man coverage, and let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
And last year, Jamel Dean, if you look at his statistics analytically, when he played man, stud.
Mm-hmm.
Stud. Now, Whaley was like the only guy who didn't like this Jamel Dean move.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his athleticism. I mean, he was one of the most athletic players at the Combine a couple of years ago. Maybe he's saying some of that has dwindled. But in man coverage, he was very, very, very good last year. I'm starting to be pretty optimistic about this defense. And I wonder if people feel the same way at 412-928-9370. The Steelers lost a couple of pieces yesterday, too. We'll get into that. I wouldn't characterize them as big losses, but I would characterize them as noteworthy losses. So we'll tell you who left when we come back and get your thoughts on this new-look Steelers defense. You can keep saying it's going to be year 21 of Tomlin, but they got two new starters on offense, two new starters on defense, an entire new coaching staff, and a couple of guys that, frankly, were on scholarship, ain't going to be around anymore. Oh, the times, they are a-changing. You like that? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Today's Friday.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Friday the 13th, tomorrow, St. Patrick's festivities. Monday, we leave for Bradenton. The following Tuesday, Feed the Need. Then the Bucks open their season on Thursday against the Mets.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Selection Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, the tournament begins in earnest on Thursday. Going to have to find a sports bar down there.
No doubt.
Hopefully one that's indoor-outdoor with a little tiki setup.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sip on some fruity cocktails.
Okay.
Put the feet up, place a couple of bets. Can you bet in Florida? Yeah, you can bet in Florida.
I think so.
Yeah, you can bet in Florida. Can you bet in Florida?
I don't know.
Can I don't know. Sports bet in Florida? Oh, no.
I don't think you can.
Oh, it's legal.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. About to be canceling a trip. Although I guess I could get the bets in on Sunday night.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can use apps in Florida, actually. I read something about that. Like, you can go to a casino and use a sports book, but you can't use, like, an online sports book?
I just Googled it. You're wrong.
Okay.
There's only one you can use, but I'm not going to name it because it's not a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Noah Heil's big college basketball guy.
Yes.
We're going to spend a lot of time with that Noah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
And that Mackey.
And that Mackey, yes.
Although something tells me Mackey will turn in by, like, 7:26 because he's got it right.
Oh. I feel like Mackey's going to big time us.
That's what I did to him in Ireland.
Didn't you say you were going to meet up with him and didn't? And he was like waiting around? Or
yeah,
something?
But he wasn't the only one.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't get to see me.
Hmm. Why?
Probably for their benefit. Because I was drinking beers and doing my own thing. And then it's a big city, Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry, I owe you a glass, too, a Guinness glass. I was supposed to bring it in today because I figured let's just shave it. Let's just do it all at once. Got him down in Bradenton, give him the glass, then I forgot.
Just shave it. Just don't even say anything anymore then. You're never going to remember.
I don't like the attitude from this guy when we fought our tails off to get him down there. I don't like this.
I'm not playing that game.
You should grovel.
You're supposed to get me a glass before this was even a conversation to go to Bradenton.
Yeah.
Would you have gotten me a gift from Ireland if you went and I didn't?
What does it matter? If you promise.
Sounds like a no.
If you promise and don't do it, you're a bad person.
I never promised. I didn't tell you beforehand.
Did he not say?
You're going to get us glasses?
I didn't tell you beforehand, I don't think.
You didn't tell us after.
I gave you two glasses. Right?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just one.
And it was so I don't remember
from your
any
basement.
Of this.
It wasn't from Ireland. It was used from your basement.
Well, where'd you think it came from initially? Ireland.
That was after you found a random box of a Foster Plaza.
Correct.
Thermos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How is that thermos treating you guys, by the way?
I didn't even open it.
It'd been good?
It's here somewhere.
You feeling good about the Steelers' defense? 412-928-9370. Last night, they signed Jaquan Brisker from Gateway, from Penn State, from the Bears. 1 year, $5.5 million, and now the possibilities are endless in the secondary. We did not see the Steelers play very much split safety in the Mike Tomlin era at all. And everyone in the friggin' league plays split safety. They ran cover three, cover one. Now they're probably going to do a lot of two high safeties.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. And if you think about it on the offensive side, you've got a great inbreaker now in Michael Pittman, and you've got a head coach who calls plays to target the middle of the field.
Yes.
It's a brave new world,
jeez,
Mr. Dickerson.
Breath of fresh air, right?
How about that?
Going to play some football, actually, and not be archaic.
I can't wait to breathe the fresh air down in Florida.
It's going to be nice.
A little golf air.
Mm-hmm.
Right there on a golf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to golf? We should golf.
No, we probably won't.
No time to golf.
No time to golf.
We're going to watch baseball and eat so much fish.
Yes.
Jim in Newcastle, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What up, Jim?
I got what could possibly be a bad idea / unpopular opinion, but just hear me out for a second. I feel a little bit better about, well, no, a lot better about the wide receiver position now with the trade in lock. With how deep this draft is with receivers, if Tyson is gone and Tate is gone, maybe if Boston's there, we take them. If
yeah.
those three are gone, though, I wouldn't be opposed to trading back because there's Brazel, there's Bell, there's Concepcion. The only thing is, I know that the draft is in Pittsburgh, and we would not like that whatsoever, but it would give us a lot more draft capital for a quarterback next year.
What about Lemon? You didn't mention him.
Oh, well, I really think he's going to be in the top 10 too. Yeah. I missed him, but you're right.
I probably wouldn't trade back because I think that there's going to be a quality player that could eat outside of receiver that they could get. I think they're going to draft best available if that's the case. And you want to keep that 21st pick because you already have so many picks. And I think you can get still a quality player, whether it's tackle. I would keep an eye out on tackle.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something else. But I think you can still get a quality player with 21.
I know Dulac wrote in his chat yesterday he doesn't think they'll attack the trenches in round one, but I would if the receivers I want aren't there. And I'm glad you mentioned Boston, Jim, because I'm falling more and more in love with that guy every day. But I would take best available player, a position of need at 21.
Mm-hmm.
I'd skew toward receiver, but if the guy you really want ain't there, then I wouldn't mind going in the trenches. I also think it's possible they trade up to guarantee that they get one of those receivers.
At this point, why not?
I think that's more likely than them trading back.
I mean, you've given yourself the room to do that, by the way, that you've been operating in free agency. You know, you think about it, like you already traded for a receiver. You got a bunch of safeties. You got a corner. You got two corners. You've given yourself the ability to use some of those extra picks to trade up to get your guy. Why not? I would do it.
I'd do it too. Anthony in Oakland next up. Good morning, Anthony. Open phones until 8-412-928-9370.
Thank you. Doran.
Yes.
You're familiar with the 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
And the best 3-4 are when the defensive line takes up the blockers.
Yes.
And allows your linebackers to roam free. That's what's been missing in the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. When LeBeau was here.
Casey Hampton.
The defense. I'm sorry.
Go Casey ahead. Hampton.
Yeah. Hampton, Aaron Smith, Kiesel. Their job was to take up the blockers, to keep the center, the guards, and the tackles off the linebackers. We haven't seen that since LeBeau left because there was a change in philosophy where they decided that the defensive line should get sacks also.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
Their job is an unselfish job, take up blocker. That's why when I keep hearing people want to throw away Queen and the inside linebackers, but the defensive line helps all the linebackers.
Yeah,
all the linebackers.
It was like 10 years ago that they made that switch to where they were trying to
after
be
two
more
it, right?
One gap. Yep, when they got to it and just get upfield, wreak havoc, and when you've got guys like Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt, I get it to an extent, but it depends. I mean, if you're going to be in your base, I probably wouldn't do it that way. But whenever, you know, it's third down and you get the nickel out there on the field, and now you can put your hand in the dirt and try to get upfield.
You've had far too many tackles and guards out there on Watt and Highsmith. The prime example was that Buffalo game. They ran the same
yes.
play nine times. Well, where was the adjustment? It was horrible. Let me say this about offense now. Look, fellas, and you know this, Doran, they're not going to throw 2 third-round picks out the door. They're going to get those guys in line to do what they want done. McCarthy is from the old school of the West Coast, where he likes 4 wide receivers and sometimes 5. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see more explosiveness from the wide receivers. Look what he's had. Lamb. He's had Adams. Jordy Nelson. The list goes on and on. Look what he did with the wide receiver that went from the Raiders to the Cowboys. That they got a number 2 pick from the Cleveland. I can't remember his name now.
Amari Cooper.
Cooper. That's what he's going to do. Fellas, it's going to be a whole new world here in Pittsburgh on offense.
It's going to be a whole new world on both sides of the ball, I think, Anthony. And you're the best. Thanks for the call, 412-928-9370. If you want to talk Steelers, open phones until 8 o'clock when Chris Carter joins us. I don't think we know what we're going to get with this team. And that's great. We've known for years what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually known the end of the book as well because they've just scratched
right.
their way into the playoffs and lost. But insofar as how they look on the field, I think it's going to be totally different this year.
Yep, night and day.
2 high safeties. You might see your defensive linemen clog it up even more. You might see your linebackers attack downhill even more. I mean, you can play the same quote-unquote scheme and play it differently, and everyone's going to have their own wrinkle on it. And offensively, yeah, I know Rodgers is limited with his mobility and things of that nature, but And we did see him throw the ball accurately and effectively over the middle of the field late in games last year. And I'm wondering if that might be more of a fixture early in games because you don't have Mike Tomlin having final say.
I'm just interested because obviously good players are good players. And this is kind of in connection with the Penguins. Like, you know, you're a good player and you could play in any system. You could play in any defense. But I'm interested to see the players that will be back this year that were with Mike Tomlin last year and how many guys can be unlocked to another level like Erik Karlsson in a new system.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a good player. Like, Jalen Ramsey's a good player, but you put him in a really good system that actually fits his skill set, then he becomes a really great player. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that happens. Like, guys, it happens all the time. We just see it in hockey right now with Erik Karlsson, but I'm interested to see how many guys make that transition of being, like, pretty good to really good in this new system.
There's going to be guys that flourish.
No doubt.
And I think Pat Freiermuth on the offensive side, first and foremost on the list. And Anthony's right. They're going to want to play a lot more receivers than the Steelers have the last few years. They don't have any depth at the receiver position right now. They don't. They've got two good guys on the outside. You've got Roman Wilson. We expect them to address that position hot and heavy in the draft, but something to keep an eye on. One of the reasons they don't have depth is because they lost a receiver yesterday. Not that anybody's crying in their milk about it, but we'll get into that and what it means coming up next. 6-4.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
40, make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette Locked On Steelers podcast at 8 o'clock. The Steelers signed Jaquan Brisker, safety, out of Penn State, gateway guy, to a one-year, $5.5 million deal. But also in the news, two longtime Steelers gone, Dickerson. No Calvin Austin. He leaves, he signs with the Giants. And Connor Hayward leaves to sign with the Las Vegas Raiders. I am stunned by that development.
Me too.
But yet, another piece of evidence that says, this is not your older daddy's your older brother's Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, they're not just keeping guys on scholarship. If they wanted Calvin Austin back, they could have paid more than the, what, $4.5 million.
Yeah.
And he could have folded in and been the third receiver for now. They didn't. They could have brought Connor Hayward back. They didn't. I think this is a good sign. And that's not to disrespect those guys. Like, I do think Calvin Austin in the right system, if he doesn't need to be super relied on, can be a good productive player in the league. And I think Connor Hayward's a pretty decent depth guy who plays special teams and is a role player. But I like the idea of replacing role players with new role players,
mm-hmm.
and now they will.
Yeah, I mean, this just shows that they're going to go in a different direction now. Obviously, whenever you lose a receiver and lose a tight end, that you're going to probably replenish that position. So we'll see what direction they go in. Are they? I mean, how much money do they have left right now to even sign anybody?
I'm on it.
So, I mean, obviously that they're probably going to get two receivers in the draft, or they could sign a lower-end receiver right now. But I think Connor Hayward's position may not be filled. It may be a different type of tight end that could fill his spot that they get in the draft, maybe later in the draft. So I'm okay with these two guys going. I mean, it is what it is. I think it was time to move on from Calvin Austin. He showed a little bit as a returner, showed a little bit as a receiver, but not enough to be a guy that could be a mainstay.
No, he's just a guy.
Yeah.
He's just a guy. And they counted on him at times to be more than a number three or four. I think he can be a good three or four in the league. And I think he actually would have fit in all right on this roster, but get me new blood. They won a playoff game in 9 years. Like, you can switch out role players. Look at these Penguins. We'll draw another analogy to them. Like, their bottom six has been bad for a long time. You don't just keep the same bottom six and hope it gets better. No, now you got Connor Dewar and Blake Lizotte. And then you pay a guy like Blake Lizotte, but guys like Noel Achari, they come and go. He probably won't be around next year, but he's been valuable for the team this year. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You trade out role players until you find the ones that can stick. And even them, you don't stick with them for too long. Texter writes in, Emma Vance posting there's a deal with Rodgers. Does she have sources? I don't think.
That's the sister. That's not the one
that's
the
sister of Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those Vances.
Yep.
Always up to no good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe she's Roger's wife. I mean, who's to say she's not?
That would be kind of wild. That would be a plot twist. That would be a plot twist.
Oh, my God. What if Rogers is shacking up with one of the Vance sisters? Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I feel great about the Steelers offseason now. I mean, you add two starters on defense. You add two starters on offense. They're, you know, varying degrees of impact players. I mean, when you add a player that has 100, that's probably going to get 100 tackles, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you add a corner that can match up with another team's number one or number two, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dowdle's going to get probably 50%, 55% of the touches at running back.
Yeah.
And then, who am I missing? Dowdle, Dean, Brisker, Pittman. I mean, Pittman's your number two wide receiver. Yeah. And I think you got a deal on Brisker at 1 for 5.5. That's no money at all, really. you got a deal for Pittman. You give a sixth-round pick, get a seventh-round pick. I think you fell 19 spots in the draft to acquire a player that will be your number two receiver. You spend less money on Rico Dowdle than Tampa did on Kenneth Gainwell. Almost just slightly less than a third of what was paid for Kenneth Walker the third at the running back position. I know he was a Super Bowl MVP, but the statistics are similar. And then Jamel Dean, I mean, you pay him $12 million a year. You paid Darius Slay $10 million bucks last year.
Right.
So it's not just they're adding good players. They're doing so in a way where I don't think you can quibble and be like, oh, my God, free agency always overpay. They're not overpaying anybody. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in on the Steelers offseason so far. And I'm pretty bullish on this Steelers defense, at least on paper. Are you? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you want me to talk about the thing that happened to you or not to talk about the thing that happened to you? I will not talk about the thing that happened to you. It is Friday the 13th, though, so those things happen.
Correct. Man.
Coming up next, while you were sleeping and while Harry was playing MLB The Show, the Penguins lost. What did Columbus do? How about the Red Wings? How about the Bruins? How worried are we now? When is Sidney Crosby coming back? My bum is puckering a little bit. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got open phones until 8 o'clock at 412-928-9370. While you were likely sleeping, or perhaps you were up all night playing MLB The Show, the Penguins lost. Got blown at. They were down 2-0 and 3-1. They made it 3-2 going into the third period, but too many mistakes, too many turnovers that wound up in the back of their net. Shelovs did not play well. Are we looking at this optimistically or pessimistically? I saw a tweet from Bob Grove. The Penguins, if you're looking at the optimist side, have points in 6 of 9 games without Sid and 3 of the 4 games without Sid and Gino. But they've also lost 6 of 9 games without Sid and 3 of 4 games without Sid and Gino. Are we optimistic or pessimistic about these Penguins right now?
I'm leaning towards optimistic because of the guts that they do have. Now, I know that they lost, obviously, 6-2 last night, but getting Sid back at some point is going to be very crucial, as everybody knows. But I'm still optimistic. I'm still holding out hope. I think that they can figure something out and try to get as many points as possible in this tough road trip and this tough gauntlet, really, of a schedule throughout the rest of the month of March. So I'm leaning towards optimistic, but it's a fine line at this point.
It's tight. It's one more game without Gino, right?
One more, yes.
One more. Maybe Sid plays tomorrow night against Utah. He skated again yesterday morning. He looks good. I'd expect to see him at some point on this road trip. You got 3 games left in the road trip. The Islanders, they have 79 points, as do your Penguins, so they're tied. Penguins are second in the Metro. New York is third. Columbus lost to Florida last night, but they got a loser point. So they're now 2 points behind you. They've played the exact same amount of games. So they're right on your heels. The wild card has Detroit with 79 points tied with the Penguins. Boston with 78 points right behind the Penguins. And then all of a sudden, Ottawa and the Flyers are kind of creeping back into the conversation. It's going to be tough to make up that number of points. I don't expect them to make the playoffs, either of those teams. But Ottawa, they've played 64 games, and they've got 73 points. So if they won, they'd be 4 points back. Philly is 6 points back now. They've also played 65 games. So it's getting logjam. But last night I watched some of the Jackets game. My daughter was falling asleep. I'm like, let's do a little scoreboard watching. And I can't believe that they didn't get 2 points the way they were playing early. Then I flipped it off. But I think he gets Sid and Gino back. I think those games where you've got loser points, those games that you go to overtime in, you probably turn a few of those into wins.
Into wins, right.
So I still think that when the Penguins are healthy, when they have their 2 premier players back in the lineup, that they're going to be a really good hockey team. Now, does it guarantee anything? No. I mean, the Jackets, since they fired their coach, their 20 games, they have the best winning percentage in the entire NHL. And while I think they're good and not just hot, because for a while I thought they were hot and not that good, they're not that good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not play like one of the best teams in hockey for the final 18 games good, and their schedule's just as tough-ish as the Penguins. So if you put a squirt gun to my head right now, I would say the Penguins make the playoffs.
Yes.
But you need Sid and Gino to be the Sid and Gino they were before the suspension, before the injury. And I think we know what you're getting with Sid. Yep. I do think he's going to be your typical Sidney Crosby. But I was sort of hoping that it would be not as nerve-wracking down the stretch.
Of course it will be.
And it will be.
Yeah.
It will be. And all of a sudden, this Eastern Conference that a lot of people were talking junk on early, including myself, it's way better than the West. I mean, Buffalo's really good.
Uh-huh.
They're just really good. You see their game the other day against Tampa?
Yeah.
They win 8-7. Yeah. They're 15 fights.
Crazy.
Tampa has 84 points. Montreal's a good team. Carolina's a good team. Boston's good, as we've seen. Detroit, they're trying to hang on for dear life. That's another reason why I think the Penguins are going to make it, though. Like, let's say Columbus does keep playing as hot as they've played. The Islanders have won two in a row, but you've kind of been right there with them the whole time. Detroit, they're falling off. Boston's 4-3-3 in their last 10. Like, you don't only now at this point need to fend off Columbus. You just need to fend off one of the Islanders, Detroit, Boston, or Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And you make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I said a lot of words. I'm looking at this, looking at the standings here. You know what I hate? West Coast games. It does nothing for me. I want to be entertained.
Yeah, I mean, it's late.
Yeah, entertain me. Yeah. I don't need to watch anything at 10 p.m. at night.
No.
Even on a weekend. Like, I'm going to stay up till 1 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
I could, but then I hate myself the next day.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends who live in Denver say it's the best thing in the world because all the hockey games start at 5 p.m. for them out there. Then if they are on the West Coast, they start at 8. It's wonderful.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not bad. Jim in Monroeville, others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to you at 412-928-9370. When we come back, we had a feeling this was going to happen, but now it's official. Kyler Murray to the Vikings, one more quarterback off the board. What if Rodgers decides to retire? Where do they turn? Doran says they should turn to Tommy Maddox. That's next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Looking to retire soon? Let Secure Money Advisors get your retirement on track.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.